Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Jake, my niece wants to know if she donates her hair to Locks of Love and the recipient of her hair commits a crime and leaves hair at the crime scene, will her DNA be found all over the crime scene and thus incriminate her? By the way, she's 12. What are your thoughts on this, Jake?
Well, that's some good next level thinking. yeah, I think that's something you have to know. I think you'll be a kid. But I mean, I can't explain through it or why. I think you probably might be covered through the Locks of Love. You might be able to explain that away, but
it wasn't very convincing.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I think it might be there. Yeah, it might be. You might get a call.
It's one of those critical thinkings questions that you get at the end of the test. They really want you to put some thought into it. I always hated those. By the way, it's Mac Markway, not Mark Macway. I've gotten that wrong a couple of times today.
Too.
So, all right, a couple of quick things before we dive into the last clip here. Nebraska is hiring Matt Pierce as recruiting coordinator, as being reported by 247 Sports. All right, Pierce was most recently Coastal Carolina's director of recruiting, where he helped sign the Sun Belt number one class in 2024. He's also a Nebraska alumnus. A couple other quick things. Free agent defensive tackle Khalil Davis has decided to retire per his agent. He's 28 years old, a draft pick by the Bucks in 2020. Recently played for the Texans and 49ers, who traded for him at last year's deadline. 46 tackles, 10 TFLs, and 3 sacks throughout his NFL career. All right, moving on to volleyball. 3 Huskers made the AVCA Player of the Year watch list. All right, middle blocker Andy Jackson, outside hitter Harper Murray, and setter Bergen Riley, right, on that watch list there. And if you go by social media impact, I mean, I'm staring at a list of the volleyball players in the country who had the most amount of increase in total followers. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 10 people on this list, and 6 of them are from Nebraska. Then you've got Ali Battenhorse. Isn't that basically Nebraska?
Former husband.
USC. All right. And then you got Texas, you got Louisville, and you got a Florida player on there. 6 of the top 10 volleyball players in the country that had the largest increase in total followers on social media, like Harper Murray, Lexi Rodriguez, Andy Jackson, Bergen Riley, Laney Choboy, Mara Beeson. And I'm going to throw Ali Battenhorst in. That's 7 out of 10 that are directly connected to Nebraska. And then you got Texas, Louisville, Florida. As 3 as some of the other players as well. All right, we got 2 more clips to play. We'll save Kurt Cignetti for Monday. Give something people to look forward to over the weekend.
There you go, good tease.
We almost got to everything today. 2 hours, I talk fast, and we still can't get through all the content we got. How crazy is that? All right, let's roll Dylan, where he makes kind of the Kobe MJ comparison. Let's go ahead and roll that clip, and then we'll get our reaction.
Your relationship with Patrick Mahomes, well documented. I'm sure you get a little bit tired of being asked about it sometimes, but does it ever get like to you? Does it add pressure to you? Is it something you embrace getting compared to him? I mean, you've got the look, you got everything down, but just that relationship, does it add pressure to you to perform?
No, it doesn't. It's kind of just the lens I look through it. I'm not comparing myself to Kobe or anything, but like Kobe did to Mike, that's kind of what it is for me to Patrick. And so for him, like you said, he's the one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now, if not the best. And just for me to be able to have someone to look up to, talk, call, whatever. And kind of the comparisons is kind of everything outside, right? And I can't control God made me look like this, play the same sports. But no, it's all love. Football's a great game. It provides great opportunities for everybody. So it's pretty cool.
All right, your thoughts there, Jake?
Yeah, it is interesting. I mean, I think it's good that he said not to compare myself to Kobe. Of course, when the national fan base, all the other fan bases rush in and saying he's comparing himself to Kobe and all that. But it's a good comparison. Again, not necessarily having achieved that level of status, though, is that, you know, Kobe's game reflected a lot of what Michael Jordan's did, because he was the best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Best player on planet Earth for basketball. And so why not emulate that guy? And that's what Dylan Raiola does. And the fact that they have a personal connection, you know, it kind of can work out together and all that. I don't see why you wouldn't do that. If you're an understudy of the greatest quarterback on planet Earth, why not? Now, again, then you get to, well, God made me look like this, all that sort of stuff. Fans kind of, again, opposing fans kind of tore him apart because he really leans into it. All that to be said, it's good. I thought it was a very good answer. Again, got some national dialogue going on Dylan Raiola in Nebraska's behalf.
It's funny because I've seen clips where MJ flat out said Kobe stole my moves. Like, he would legit take moves and then try to use them against Jordan when Kobe first entered the league. As long as you're your own player, like a lot of the things that I'll do is I'll take bits and pieces from things that I see other people, what works for them on their show. And I'll kind of grab those and then I'll put me all over it. Like, I like being unique. I like being different, better, worse, whatever the case may be. That's for the listeners to decide. But hey, this worked, this worked, this worked. Okay, I'll kind of connect these things like a little puzzle and then just smear Adam Carriker all over it. So I see nothing wrong with that. I never once thought of Kobe. Like, a lot of things were similar to MJ, but he was his own person. Like, he was his own person and player. So Dylan, he's got the 15. If you watch his pregame warmup and everything that he does, I saw someone put it on social media. It's the exact same.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, Kobe would take things from Jordan, but then Kobe would put Kobe all over it. As long as Dylan, you know, if you're going to learn from one of the best, why would you not just put Dylan all over it at the end of the day, though? As long as you, at the end of the day, are doing your thing. Hey, I got no problem with how you get there. Does that make sense to you? You kind of look like you're thinking and maybe disagreeing.
Yeah, no, and I think that would probably could help him out a little bit more as far as the jokes that, you know, the other people make about. But that's what I love. I kind of like it. Is you know, damn the jokes that other people are making. I have a personal relationship with this guy. The style that he does is pretty much popular among Dylan's age group because of Patrick. So he's not the only one that emulates him. He's just the only one with a good enough arm to go start as a freshman at Nebraska. You know, so there's a lot that kind of goes into that. I will say again, with that comparison, I do think at times it has hurt him. I think when we talk about running, Patrick Mahomes is one of the best guys. I said earlier in the show about getting, you know, scrambling, getting close to the line of scrimmage and making some miraculous throw. Dylan tried to do that, or somewhat tries to do that sometimes when there's 4 yards ahead of him for the first down. Instead, he tries to make a throw that looks like a Patrick Mahomes type of throw. And so I think, again, you do have to kind of put your personal spin on it. You aren't Patrick Mahomes. Maybe one day you could get there. So that is one thing I would caution a little bit is, you know, keep it contained to a degree. Like you said, put your spin on it.
I think you make a great point. There aren't many quarterbacks out there with the physical tools to try to even emulate Patrick Mahomes to begin with. Dylan has those tools. He flat out does. But at the end of the day, like we both talked about, at the end of the day, like, if Patrick's going to make these no-look passes and things of that nature, hey, that's awesome. Patrick's won 3 Super Bowls. He's a grown man with a wife, etc. Like, Dylan just turned 20. At the end of the day, you got to be Dylan Raiola, and you still got to do your thing and put Dylan all over it. And if, as long as he does that, which I believe he's doing that, it's going to go really, really well. So it's been a jam-packed show, as always. Almost got through everything, although we kind of knew it wasn't realistic. The show is always loaded. We'll roll over with Kurt Cignetti on Monday. We're not going to roll over. We are going to hold off on Kurt Cignetti until Monday, give the fine folks at home something to look forward to. And honestly, I've got a bunch more notes and everything else, playoff-wise, things that other coaches said, and from the Big Ten media days, and some other notes that we will get to on Monday. Have a glorious weekend. Go, Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the bombs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.